Lockdown drills have become a regular part of emergency planning inside Vermont schools, but very few schools ever see how those plans play out in a real crisis. On a statewide level, Governor Phil Scott has called for a complete assessment of how schools are preparing for such emergencies. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited a school that went into lockdown recently and has more on what they learned.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, this is Howard from Vermont Public Radio.
Come on in, please.
You can't just walk into Springfield High School. The front door is locked as part of its security plan. There's a camera, and visitors have to walk by the office and sign in before they go anywhere else in the building. The administration also makes sure there are regular drills for lockdowns and fires and evacuations, pretty standard in schools today. In late January, on an otherwise regular Monday morning, Springfield High School's typical security protocol was put to the test.
Yeah, it was definitely just like a normal day, third block.
That's Kaylee Warren. She's a 10th grader at Springfield High.
I was in one of my math classes, getting the lockdown announcement went off. So we all just were like, hop in the corner, it's going to be a quick drill, everyone.
The lockdown she's talking about wasn't a drill at all. On that day, one of Warren's fellow students told an administrator that there might be a kid with a gun in the building. No one knew that at first, and so Warren and the other students were there in the locked classroom, crouched down and waiting.
And after about, like, 2 hours, the police started coming in, and, you know, we saw a kid being taken out of the classroom across from us, and so we were getting a little freaked out. It wasn't that bad at first, but a couple kids got upset and started crying, so that definitely, you know, made it a little bit more stressful and worrisome. But after a while, we were up walking around the classroom because we were, you know, freaking out, you know, like, what's going on? You know, we didn't think it was like a huge deal until it was.
A gun wasn't found in Springfield High that day, and the kids got out just a little after regular dismissal time.
When these things happen, glitches, bugs come out, and you do the best you can.
Bindi Hathorn is the principal of Springfield High School. She was out of the building at a meeting when the lockdown was called. Hathorn says everyone did what they were supposed to do that day. She knows she might be asking teachers to make life and death decisions in these situations, and there's no way to fully prepare for that.
Bottom line, common sense, as Kevin said, is going to have to come into play because I can't just give you a script and say, if this happens, you've got to do X, Y, and Z, because we know every little event can be different. And by the time you're trying to do your checklisty thing, you know, something else has happened. So we're just trying to, I think, look at it with a human lens.
But Hathorn says after the lockdown, the school did make some changes. They decided to start announcing when it's a drill and when it's real. The thinking used to be, don't tell kids it's a drill so they react in real time. But during the lockdown, there was confusion and time lost while kids and teachers tried to figure out what really was going on. Another issue that came up during the lockdown had to do with cell phones. The school didn't have a clear cell phone policy. After a while, some of the teachers did let their students take out their phones and contact parents. But Springfield High senior Sophia Gulick says that opened up a whole new can of worms as students and parents shared information that didn't turn out to be accurate, like there might be a second shooter.
The first thing was that we're in a lockdown because there's a shooter in the school. And, you know, kids, I mean, I wasn't texting too much because I kind of didn't want to get into the whole, oh my gosh, it's a shooter, and help spread the rumors.
Over the next few hours, the rumors flew across Facebook and Snapchat that there were hostages and that there were bombs planted inside the school.
And, you know, kids were taking photos and they're texting back and forth. And
these are just some of the issues Governor Scott hopes to get ironed out at the statewide level as Vermont conducts a complete assessment of how every school is preparing for the next emergency. Scott says he wants to find at least $5 million to make sure any school that wants to improve its security can do so. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate hold hearings this week to talk about school safety. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Springfield.